And when you look at the way the tines are shaped, it's pretty obvious if you look at them, you'll see, because you can take them off and reverse them. And when you put them back on, the ends of the tines are pointing down. So when you get in the dirt, they'll dig down into the dirt. And then when you put them on the other way, it's like the sides of the tines are pointing down for like, you know, you already dug your stuff, now you just want to break it up nicely and everything. You just turn the tines around. All mantises are like that. And, you know, the motors on them are pretty tough, man. They can take a beating. I've ran them hard, and they just kept coming back for more. First pull every time, and I don't care how long it sat. The thing would sit in the shed over winter and whatever, you know, and through the beginning of spring and everything. I pull it out, I lay the choke down, hit the button a couple times, the primer, and one yank, that thing would fire up. But I tell you right now, though, the only thing is they're a little light. And if you get down, even if you have it on dig, you get it down in some hard soil, man, you're going to have to spread your legs and hang on to it, because it's going to want to bounce up, and the tiller's going to bounce up and down on you and everything there.
Yeah, copy that. Do you think the one with the long, sharp blades on, you know, the real long ones, do you think those would work? Or probably better just with the regular rototiller blade?